podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Personal question. Are you afraid of dying?
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily scared of it per se, but I am actively avoiding it.
Yeah. That's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing. Because, you know, it can be a massive fear, obviously, for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the biggest, right? But it's never really bugged me. Like, I'm just like, oh, well, when it's my time and that's it. Like, it was my Bubba's 93rd birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Bubba. And when I was chatting to her, she said, I hope you live as long as me. And I said, absolutely not. That's way too long.
Yeah.
Like, but you know, but she's still rocking. But I just don't have the mental capacity, I think, to last that long.
Yeah. And look, you know, you have your ups and your downs. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, you have a rough few years, and you have some moments where.
Yeah.
You know,
you just got to keep on going.
Just want the earth to open up and swallow you.
Well,
whole.
That's an option, isn't it? For when it comes to time. Now, we know your funeral arrangements very famously.
I could have had this prepared.
Oh, God. Okay. So, your funeral arrangements, and you said to me very specific, you left me with very specific things and ideas for you that
instructions, directions.
Thank
please
you. Yeah,
honor,
it's like
honor my wishes.
I know you want to get rolled in a coffin.
Yes,
and then you want that coffin to be on like a lazy Susan of sorts, and then that will like go into the roof.
Cables. It's cables.
Cables.
There's a hole opens in the roof.
No,
and
I
everyone
think cables are. We never mentioned cables. I thought it was a table that went up, so a bit more supported. You know,
it can be whatever, logistically, whatever the funeral home can
handle. Leave it to me, all right?
Okay.
And then you want Adele's Turning Tables. Right part of the song. Either.
No, I know, but it'll get there. So this is the bit we talk over and then say, it finishes.
Yeah. It's like, see you, Tom. It's been so nice.
And then it starts rising.
We'll miss you forever.
Starts slowly rising.
Yeah, and then.
And then you guys are just waving.
And that's why I thought it was on the table, because the table's turning and you're going up.
No, I want a cable spinning.
Oh, my God.
Around.
It's not turning cables.
Yeah,
it's
that
turning
is
tables.
A really valid point.
Okay, anyway. Right? So you're a coffin guy.
Ceiling has to close
guy
too. Once I'm up in there, the
it'll
ceiling
be closed
has to close.
Yeah, and then
after
you go into the backyard bin, bang, right? And we just get on with our lives. But there is a number of different ways that you can be buried.
Yeah.
You can be cremated if that's your thing. You can be buried in a coffin in the ground.
Are you going to tell me that it's a good idea to become a tree sack?
Well, hang on a minute. But, you know, you can also be buried at sea if you make a special application.
Can you shoot me into the sun? Because, again, over the last few years, there's been multiple times where I've thought that could be the answer.
Okay. Well, see, I've been thinking, I've heard of, like, I like the alternative. I want to go back to the earth.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to go back to the earth. And, you know, Greek Orthodox people don't really, cremation's not really an option, right?
Sure.
Okay. So, this woman has become the first person in Australia to be buried in a living coffin, and it's basically a giant mushroom, right? Which seems pretty cool to me. So her name's Carolyn, and she's 70, and, you know, very sadly, she was buried this week in mycelium, which is the underground root network of mushrooms. So they made it into like a pod, like a coffin shape, right? And upcycled hemp fibers, which I know you'll have an opinion on. And then it degrades in 45 days once they put her in the ground in the mushroom. And then, well, see, but then
what
the
degrades
earth
takes in 45
you,
days?
The coffin does.
Yeah, and she's still there.
Well, I don't know if she's still there. I mean, obviously she's there, but then the mushroom, anyway, this is how I want to go in a giant mushroom. Can you sort that? If I'm going to sort your Adele thing, but I want the coffin to be mushroom shaped.
You're going
to
end up as like some ashwagandha powder in my coffee. No, I can never eat mushrooms again now. After you told me this, I can never eat mushrooms.
No, it's fine.
Is the mushroom that she is in a prop at Fairy Park?
No, it's
is it on the side of the
it's
park?
It's a mushroom
when
pod.
You're walking up to the castle
like
thing.
A coffin. And it's also got handles, so you can carry me effectively.
Right.
See? Okay. It's all happening. Anyway, that's how I want to go.
If I lick you, will I go like,
put me in the magic mushroom
will
case, please.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
I need an audience with the Oracle.
Welcome, child.
Thank you. It's really nice in here. I like what you've done with the place.
Yeah. Hanging plants, you know?
Yeah.
I've got a mist machine. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's got me in the face.
No, that was me. Anything can happen in the Oracle Cave.
I can hear the water, but I can't see the water. I find that quite disconcerting.
The water is inside you, my child.
Ah.
Yes.
It's a metaphor.
If you want to go to the left, you'll find the first door. Go left, first door on the right.
Yeah.
You can escape that water.
Okay. Release it.
That's it.
Back into the world, into the ecosystem.
Yeah. We are very Byron up here.
This is incredibly Byron. I have lost something and I need you to help me find it, Oracle. You have a great track record.
Yeah, how many have I done now?
Well,
I think I've done three and I've got a 2 out of 3.
The only one I remember was Tony from Cariah's son lost his AirPods.
Yes.
And you told him it would be in a jacket pocket and they sure enough were.
I know. Isn't that crazy? See, this is on me. I want to celebrate myself, but it's not me. Loggy, as you know her, terrible. Oracle, good.
Okay. Who am I talking to now? I'm so confused.
Now it's the Oracle.
I'm back with the Oracle.
You can tell because I'm a bit more relaxed.
Okay. So, Oracle, I don't know if you've noticed over the last day or so that something's missing from my appearance. One of my standard things that I wear every single day.
Your youth?
Slowly fading away. That's a slower fade.
Oh, yes. Your hat.
The cap.
Yes.
I traditionally wear a black flex-fit cap because I'm either freezing up top or getting burnt up top. So I wear a hat.
Yeah.
And that keeps me nice and warm and safe.
It's also ambiguous because when people meet you, they don't know what's underneath the hat.
True.
So.
Never really thought about that.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
I thought that was one of the main things in the bald community.
Oh.
But hats.
To keep it vague.
Yes.
Nah.
Oracle does not know this.
So the problem is we went out to kid's birthday on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday afternoon, we were at Bounce.
Yeah.
In Groby. And then we went back to the birthday girl's house for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a more of a play date there. And I was hanging out with some of the parents. From there, I took the girls home, and that's the last time I remember having my black hat. I would not have left the house, the friend's house, without said black hat, so I know it's not there.
Well, hang on. Do you know that for sure, or are you just trusting a part of yourself that might not be trustworthy, Tom?
If I was going to leave the house, I would go phone, keys, hat. I wouldn't leave somewhere without the hat.
But busy situation, maybe kids screaming, yelling.
No, I would leave a hat before I left a child. Before I left a kid, I was going to say.
Yeah.
I would leave a kid before I left my hat there.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. So you went home.
Went home.
Now, when do you remember the hat last being with you?
It has to have been in the car with me at some point. So then got in the house and then I wouldn't have been wearing it, putting the girls...
Something's coming to me. Did one of the children say, Dad, let me wear your hat?
No.
There's no children involved in this?
Well, I don't know there's no children involved, but I have no recollection of the child saying, can I wear the hat or grabbing the hat off me. They're sort of the novelty of Dad wearing a hat is well and truly gone.
Yes.
So, no, I think somewhere... So then I woke up Father's Day morning and getting ready to go out... Couldn't find my hat.
Wait! I believe one of your children thought, I will wrap Dad's hat up for Father's Day.
Okay.
And give it to him for Father's Day with the beautiful intention of a child.
Yeah.
But then they only got halfway through the plan, so they've taken the hat to wrap up for you to give back to you on Father's Day.
Yeah.
But they have completely forgotten. And the hat
is
now in their bedroom.
Somewhere in their bedroom. I thank you, Oracle, for your wisdom.
This is what I feel.
Go check. I will
check.
This
is what I feel.
And I will report back.
Please do. I'm very interested.
I am also very interested because my head is cold. It's a terrible morning to not have a hat.
Oracle asked you to please leave. Stop looking at
me. It's very cold out there. Don't force me outside.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
So as of this time yesterday, we've been on Kieran...
Watch.
Was at the footy on Sunday at GMHBA Stadium, just chatting to a couple that I know from Lara, and his name is Kieran.
Mm.
And I walked away thinking about the name Kieran.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me that there's not a lot of Kierans around these days.
Really not. Or days gone by, I imagine.
I feel like Australia really peaked with its Kieran sort of excitement in the 90s when Kieran Perkins was at the top of his game.
Yeah, yeah.
Just destroying it in the pool.
And in the milk game.
Yeah.
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 Very big on milk.
Light start. Pure light start. That was
his gear,
wasn't it?
Yeah, yes. Throwback. Also, Kieran Culkin, you know, but more Americanized.
Mm. No, you can't be like the less famous brother.
Well, he's
and
not.
Still be a huge.
They're
thing.
Both famous, he's but also I'm going to have two kids. I'm going to name one Macaulay and one Kieran. Kieran.
Kieran. Oh, Kieran. Let's not talk about the Culkin parents, hey?
Yeah.
It gets a bit dark.
Yeah.
So we went to the phones and said, "Hey, is there a Kieran out there? I would love a Kieran under 10."
Mm-hmm.
We do this sometimes because there's names that just go the way of the dodo.
Yeah. There's no baby Gregs.
Yeah, no baby Gregs, no baby Garys.
Yeah.
There's no baby Collins, I would suggest.
Yeah.
And I think we're putting Kieran into that basket as well because we didn't receive any correspondence, RE vis-a-vis, under 10 Kieran's out there.
So we've decided to bring it back again for
I have an update. So
oh,
we
my
found
God,
a,
yes.
So we had someone call and they weren't able to stay on the line, but they conveyed to us that there is a Kieran in Belmont. So that's good.
Yeah,
so we know there's one Kieran out there. We also know, well, there's another one in Lara, the one I know, right? Mm. So two Kierans received an email. Subject, Kieran.
Oh, I think we're onto something.
We're onto something here.
Yeah.
Love your show. Good start.
Thanks.
Strong start.
Love it.
Just thought I'd let you know that I'm another Kieran and listen to your show daily from across the bay in Frankston.
Oh, Frankston, Kieran.
Yeah. Love your work and go Cats. Cheers, Kieran. So cheers to you, Kieran,
cheers.
As well. Thanks for getting in touch. Interestingly, this is a EN Kieran.
Oh, no, an IN Kieran.
Oh, no. I don't know if IN's an option.
Oh, you mean AN?
Yes.
Ah.
So
Kieran.
So
maybe if they're from New Zealand.
Yeah, well, we don't count that.
Kieran. No, that would just be Kieran.
Kieran. So I think there's three options with the Kieran. And this is the territory we're moving into now. So there's the AN.
Yeah.
There's clearly the EN from Kieran from Frankston, right?
That's, yeah.
And then there's an ON as well. Kieran as Will.
And ON as Will?
Yeah. Who's Will?
I think New Zealand accent's taken over.
So
a Kieran.
So here's what I think we might have done wrong yesterday.
Oh, we were looking for ANs.
We were saying Kieran.
Yeah.
When really we needed to be saying Kieran.
Yeah.
Or Kieran. Do you understand?
Are you
hearing it?
I'm hearing it. But I also think that we've won. Because we've got one here and one across the bay. That's it.
So,
I think that's the best we can ask for. And I think let's just stop.
No,
now.
I'm still pushing this.
No, I think we
wheelbarrow.
I think we can
up the
stop.
Hill because now not only are we on Kieran watch, but we're on
Kieran.
Watch.
You almost watched too early there. Got some calls, Diane. We'll start with you, Diane from Finesford. Do you know a Kieran in this area?
I do. Now, Tommy, you must need balloons at some stage. So if you duck out to Party Works in North Geelong, just off Thompson's Road, you'll meet Kieran O'Sullivan.
Oh,
shout out Kieran.
On
you,
Kieran.
You've really identified Kieran.
Yes,
You've really
you have.
Revealed most about him. What's his star sign?
No.
What's his star sign? Oh, I don't know, but he likes to blow things up. Oh, no, sorry.
Sounds like a Sagittarius.
Okay. Yeah. All right, brilliant. Thank you. We're going to put it, say, North Geelong.
Okay, so that's another Kieran in our area. Now, Diane, before we let you go, do you know how he spells it? Is he an A-N, an I-N, or an E-N?
C-I-A-R-A-N.
Oh, God, you can't do that. That's
We've been looking for Kieran, when we should have been looking
for
Kieran.
As well. God,
oh,
okay.
God.
You've really thrown us there. Enjoy. Okay, thank you for your call. And also, Aiden's called from Mount Dunedin. Morning, Aiden.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're okay, but we're looking for Kierans, and I feel like you might be able to help us.
My son plays under-14s basketball for Geelong Sharks.
Yeah.
And in his team, we have a Kieran.
There's a Kieran.
There is a Kieran.
An under-14
so
Kieran.
He'd be 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah, okay, let's not get too specific.
And he's been playing with us the whole season, and he's His first name is R-A-N.
So he's an A-N. So he's A-N. A Kieran.
So he's one of the Kierans. So we've got Kieran, Kieran.
Yeah.
And he's Kieran.
He's definitely a Kieran.
He's the original Kieran.
Wow.
He's not because he's 14. Or he's 12. But
Aiden, you have found us our first youth Kieran in the area. So
Junior
thank
Kieran.
Thank you very much.
Kieran Junior.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
But speaking of footy...
He's one of the fastest men in footy. Now he's bringing that speed to your mornings. From the Geelong Cats, this is Max Holmes with Tom and Loggy on K-Rock.
Hey, Maxie.
Hello.
What would you choose? Two tickets to the grand final or a big-ass TV?
Well... I guess it depends if the Cats are playing.
Yeah, true.
Well, if you don't have to work,
yeah.
If you had the day off, let's phrase it like that.
No, we'll say, just imagine you're not a football player.
You give me two
player.
Teams that are playing and then I'll choose.
Okay.
Sydney Fremantle.
Oh, gross. Give me the TV.
A good choice.
Every football supporter ever. Lovely to have you here, mate. You walked in quite freely today. Your legs look like they're working. Pretty well.
I'd hope so, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'll admit, I was a bit worried watching the Vision on Saturday night? Friday night. Saturday.
You did look like you sort of were maybe a little sore.
I just kicked the ground and it just jammed up the ankle and I kicked the ground, very silly. And I was trying to wake it up. It just like it went to sleep almost. Like,
oh wow.
So I was just if you could see me, I was like stomping on it.
That's
like
a good kick.
Yeah, trying like, come on.
Now, I'm no footy player, but isn't that one of the things you don't do?
Kick the ball, not the ground.
It's the ball you kick, Max.
Thanks.
Okay, make a note of that. Does not jokes well.
Take criticism.
But you didn't train yesterday. What? Why?
Just wasn't training, just never was going to train.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of rumours going on, people messaging us saying, oh, he didn't train, that means he's not playing.
Yeah, Fox footy, Max Holmes misses training, misses game, then nah. I'll be right.
Yeah, listen to K-Rock, that's where I get my football news.
100%. That's a scoop.
Literally right in front of her face, like it unfolds. She just sits there and we tell her the things.
Yeah.
And when I say we, I mean you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. All right. Lots to talk about. We do have Max Holmes from the Cats joining us in the studio.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Joined in the studio by Max Holmes from the Cats.
All right. Now, Max, I keep abreast of your socials. You're always doing something, which is great. And this time you were playing a little game, a little NFL game with your mate, Grian Myers.
Yep.
And would you say that you're a gamer?
Yeah, I'm a gamer.
Okay,
cool. I enjoy my games.
Cool. Now, obviously you do like playing sports games, but are you an NFL game fan or is it just because you like playing the game or are you actually a fan of the whole sport in general?
I used to be a really, really big fan, but I struggle to keep up with it nowadays too much, but I do enjoy Madden.
Okay. So Madden, for those that don't know, is the NFL game.
Yeah, that's right. So it was a clip of you and Grian playing the new version, the 27 edition of it. And did you do that just to get tickets to the game is what I want to know. I'm just going to lay it out there for you, brother. I don't care if you got paid or not. Are you getting free tickets for it?
Me and Grian were going to go to the game after
that.
Yeah.
So now emotions are high.
So we were aware that, you know, if we won on the weekend, we wouldn't be going to the NFL. And it was like, oh, well, if we lose, there's a silver lining, you know.
We'll go
to the game. So, yeah.
So who's getting your tickets now? Is your brother going?
Nah.
Is your foot?
No one.
No one.
Sudden, is your foot all of a sudden quite sore? Is that what's happening? Oh, God, probably just catch you next week, guys.
Yeah.
Nah, not that desperate.
No. Okay.
As far as playing games, there is also AFL games that you can play. Have you ever played as yourself?
On PlayStation?
On PlayStation.
This is set in confidence.
Have you played the AFL game?
Have you played the AFL game as yourself?
I've played one game on the AFL game and I player locked myself, so I was only controlling myself. I sprinted around till he lost stamina, and then I couldn't be bothered anymore.
Oh. So, okay, so you gave it a red hot go. So,
yeah.
Is fake Max better than real Max? Or
fake Max was nice. Better
stamina.
He was good for when he was sprinting around for a long time. He was nice.
Yeah.
Nice. It would be cooler if you couldn't just custom make players in games anyway. Like, I imagine that's like, it would be cool to be officially in a video game, but I can get on any of those sports games and make myself and plonk myself on that as well.
So you think you're just as cool as Max?
No, well, I'm not saying I'm just as cool. I know I'm.
You stop right there.
Yeah. It's like, he reckons that kids are jumping on like, oh, actually, I think I'll make Tom Lewis from the Cats today. Is that what you mean?
No.
Oh.
Not at all. That's not what I suggested at all.
Well, that's what I thought you meant. That's what I thought you meant. The other thing is there is NFL fever, of course. You know, the Rams and the 49ers are playing on Friday. And Glenn Combe is an American... Cone.
Yeah, like the shape.
Sorry.
You said his name a different way every time.
Whatever. Anyway, he has come out and said he's watched like two games of footy and he's never seen games of footy before, but he has chosen the Cats
as his team
and he is just in love with danger. Mm. Does that sort of stuff get you excited when, you know, people from overseas come over and think, oh my God, Cats, my team, amazing?
I mean, yeah, you didn't tell me before that he was a Cats fan now, so I don't like when Aussies just, you know, get real excited because an American likes us, you know?
Everyone's
in awe of this man going, how good's footy? We know how good footy is. We don't need this American to tell us that it's good sport, you know? But, you know, he's a Cats fan, so I don't want to say anything bad now.
Okay.
Hopefully he comes to Perth and, you know, brings the boy. No, they're playing, aren't they?
Yeah, they are playing, unfortunately.
They will have played.
Hey, they might stick around.
Private jet, probably.
Yeah, can get there. Taylor Swift style.
Yeah. Well, speaking of private jets, one of the coaches of... So the 49ers came already, like they've been here for a few days, but the other team, the Rams, won't be here till Thursday, which is an interesting move by them doing the international flight. But I read this morning one of the defensive coordinators for the 49ers lost his 50th birthday flying to Australia. So they left on the 2nd of September and they landed on the 4th of September because of the date typing. And his 50th birthday's on the 3rd of September.
So he's shattered. That sucks. That's, you know, but leap year people are like, whatever, mate, happens every year. Except for the 1 in 4.
So not quite as long a flight for you, but you'll be heading
feels
off
like it that long.
Sometime soon, I imagine.
Yep, tomorrow morning.
Safe travels, bestie.
Mm.
And kick their ass.
Kick balls, not ground, okay?
Yeah,
kick balls, not ground. Remember that. When you run out, I want you to think that, okay?
Bloody fools.
Max Hayes, will catch you next week.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.